Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am back. The Living by Design TV show is magnificent. It is marvelous. I have heard from so many of you guys, and thank you for all the outpouring of love and support. And I'm so happy that you're enjoying the show, and most importantly, that it is transforming your life. Well, we are back with the Living by Design radio show also, because we have magnificent guests that we love to bring to you, and thank you for allowing us to come into your homes every single week with empowering shows, empowering topics, and the very best talent that we can find all over the globe to bring the information you need to transform your life. And today is no different. We have a magnificent guest by the name of Mr. Derek Rydell, and I hope I am pronouncing that correctly. Derek, I'm sure when Derek comes on the line, he will let me know if I am pronouncing that correctly or not. Derek is a best-selling author, and I'm really, really, really excited to speak to him, and I can't wait to talk about his new book. He is a best-selling author and the world's number one expert on the revolutionary law of emergence. He has trained top executives at Fortune 500 companies from American Express to Disney, and has empowered leaderships and leaders and in communications, and he's coached celebrities and media professionals, and including Oscar and Emmy winners, and I'm thoroughly impressed, and I absolutely cannot wait to bring my guest on the line. Derek, hello, are you there?
I'm doing great. It's really an honor.
That's
to
be wonderful. Yes, and, I am so glad that
you got my name right the first time, Derek Rydell.
Okay, great, Derek Rydell. That is very easy. And I am really excited about your, now is Emergence your latest book? Because I know you have one other or a couple others.
Yeah, Emergence is the latest one. And just came out, it's very exciting.
I'm sure it is. Now, what was your previous book? You had one before Emergence, right?
Well, previously I had a book called There's No Business Like Soul Business. And that's when I, as a coach and transformational coach, I worked with a lot of entertainment, media, actors, writers, performers. And I wrote a book that was all about how to be in, you know, how to, you know, be creative and in entertainment, media, and all of that, but to do it from a deeper place of consciousness and contribution, and that was a very popular book. But my work now is much more broad, still definitely transformational, and that's what the new book, Emergence, is really teaching a core principle for how to activate our full potential in any area of our life.
That is wonderful. Now, Derek, I tell you, what I would like to do this evening, because I receive so many email notes and text messages and letters on Facebook from people asking questions about their lives and how to change and all these things, and they're very good questions. So what I would like to do is I want to just ask you to just give a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about your background, and let's talk about your book. And then I also want to just allow you to answer some of these questions from the email notes I received, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I think it's important for people to know, you know, what is emergence, and it's based on a principle called the law of emergence. And a lot of people may have heard of the law of attraction and things like that, and the law of emergence is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's basically, I don't want to spend the whole time just telling my story, but I was like so many people, struggling to fix, change, and heal and improve my life, and went through over a decade of that. And rather than it improving my life, it actually, the more I struggled to change and fix and heal and improve, the more frustrating and the more difficult my life became. And like I know so many people experience, and it ultimately drove me to become addicted to drugs and alcohol and to actually feel more inadequate and more beaten down and more exhausted. And I almost died of an overdose. And that was the first moment, the first thing that really told me something was definitely amiss here, something was wrong. And I just couldn't figure out how all of my attempts to improve my life had gotten me there. But it ultimately took another experience where I nearly drowned. And in a profound moment where I was sure I was going to drown, and I had a deep moment of surrender, something cracked open in me, and I saw that this whole journey of self-improvement and all that, that I was trying to improve a self that didn't really exist, that was just a collection of conditioned responses, society, parents, school, education, etc., and that the real self had never been damaged, so it didn't need to be fixed, and the real self was already complete and perfect and fulfilled, so it couldn't be improved upon. And so I could see the whole model of self-improvement was really an oxymoron, that it was backwards. And I ended up basically pulling out of society. It was such a radical shift. And I was going to become a monk. And I didn't end up pursuing that life, the monk life. But I did end up sort of cloistering myself in my apartment for several years and going on this inner journey and really understanding what had happened to me in that moment of surrender and that moment where I was cracked open. And I could see that most of my efforts to improve my life were actually creating most of the resistance to that natural innate wholeness that was trying to emerge through me. And I could see that it was analogous to, just as in nature, the plant is already in the seed. You know, the oak tree is already in the acorn. And the acorn doesn't improve itself into an oak, you know. And the acorn doesn't attract an oak. The acorn doesn't achieve an oak. The acorn doesn't have to become worthy of an oak. The oak is already in the acorn. The energetic pattern of the oak is literally in the field of the acorn, and the potential of the oak is within the seed of the acorn. And when the acorn yields to the soil and the conditions in the soil match the pattern within the seed, that which is already inherent in it naturally emerges. And I saw that the same...
You know, I read that in the intro of your book. It said the seed, the soil, the root, the fruit. And I loved that.
Exactly. And the same pattern is in us, that the same principle applies, that there is a seed of infinite potential, a perfect pattern of infinite potential that is already planted in the soil of our soul. And most of what we've been taught on how to grow and achieve and improve our life has created most of the obstruction and the resistance to its natural unfoldment. And when we just get back in touch with that perfect pattern and we begin to cultivate the congruent conditions, we become aligned with it, it naturally begins to emerge in our life again. And I went from being broke and broken and suicidal even to ultimately, you know, growing a global transformational business and just creating the life of my dreams. The men and I began to understand how we were really designed to grow. And again, it's like 180 degrees opposite of what we've mostly been taught. Although when I went back and studied the great teachings, you know, of the great masters and philosophers, I discovered they were actually teaching the same thing. It's just that it had been largely misinterpreted throughout time.
And that is a very good point, because I hear that from so many of the great writers, so many of the best-selling authors, that, you know, the information has been there the whole time, for as far back as we can go. And every single time someone can truly, genuinely, sincerely say they get it, as soon as you get it, things start transforming for you. So let's kind of back up a little bit, because those are the bulk of the letters that I get, is that people are stuck in that middle ground. So you were at a place where the majority of people are in this country looking for some kind of relief or some kind of happiness or contentment or, you know, whatever the word is, from the bottle or from drugs or alcohol or just something to numb the pain. So many people are there and have been there, and they don't know how to even make that first step. Of course, you totally get it now, and you have built this empire. So from the time you started realizing this is not right, there has to be more, what were some of the first few steps that you started to take that led you to start understanding and seeing more, and then the door started really opening a little bit wider and a little bit wider? Just some of the initial thoughts and actions that you took.
Yeah, and, you know, by the way, for those of you, we're going to be giving you all a free in-depth training program to actually be able to apply these principles and practices, though it's certainly great if you're listening and you can to be taking notes and, you know, to be engaged. Just know that if you stick around, we're going to give you a link to that before this call is up. But for me, the first and most, and you have that link, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, great. So the first and most important thing that helped me to transform my life in stage one in the emergence process, and many of you will, of course, recognize this, is I had to have a vision for my life. I had to see, most of us have been trained to be problem solvers. And the problem with being a problem solver is twofold. The first one is you can't actually solve your problems. And that's why Einstein actually said you cannot solve a problem at the level of thinking that created the problem. Because a problem is symbolic. It comes from the root word emblem or symbol, and it represents a state of mind or a state of consciousness. And at that level, that problem will always exist, just like ice always exists at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. But when you try to just focus on problems and solve them, you are stuck at the level of the problem, and all you'll do is keep recreating some version of that problem. And that's what I was doing. So that makes sense
because you're in reactive mode.
Exactly. You're reacting, and you are just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You're stuck at the level of that problem, the mindset, and you don't have access to the wisdom and the knowledge that is outside of the circle of that problem. And the solution to any problem exists outside the circle of the problem. So how do you get outside that? You must become not a problem solver, but a vision holder. You must begin to live a visionary life. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. didn't stand on the Washington Mall and say, I have a problem today. You know, he said, I have a dream. And he began to articulate a vision that he had been inspired by, and it galvanized a movement. So, and I'm not saying you have to be Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi or whoever, but you do have a vision and a purpose and power, and the way that it gets activated and turned on is by no longer focusing so much on the problem, but beginning to ask emergence or visionary questions. You know, it's like also like a race car driver, when they're taught that when your car spins out of control towards the wall, which is the problem, do not look at the wall. And it seems counterintuitive. You should focus on the wall so you don't hit it. But if you focus on the wall, a.k.a. the problem, you're going to run right into it. So instead they're taught, look away from the wall and look towards the finish line. Look towards where you want to go. And your hands will follow your eyes and it will course correct. So energy follows your attention. So when you focus on the vision, when you begin to ask emergence questions and visionary questions, like instead of saying, why is this happening, why me, what did I do wrong, asking, what is the larger life that's trying to emerge in me by means of this? What is the larger vision for my life? Who am I really meant to become? What am I really here to be, do, and create and contribute? You start to tap into that seed pattern within you, and you start to lift your frequency and your energy outside of the circle of the problem, where you now start to have access to a whole different bandwidth of insights and ideas. You know, I often use the analogy, because remember, the whole idea about emergence is that a couple key paradigms is that you everything you could need to be all that you were created to be, you brought it all with you, just like the acorn. You know, you didn't show up here an empty shell. You showed up here with everything you need. It's all contained within you. And so whatever's missing is what you're not giving, what you're not generating. So, but you have to be aligned and congruent with it. And when you're focused on the problem, you're not congruent with who you really are. You're not congruent with the truth that you have everything you need within you, that you have all of the power and the talent and the wisdom and the genius. And an analogy I like to use is the radio. You know, right where you are right now, you are enveloped in broadcasts. And in the midst of all these broadcasts, your favorite music is playing. But you can't hear it. It's not manifest yet until you tune the dial of your radio, your receiver, so that the frequency of your receiver matches the frequency of the station where your music is playing. And the minute that happens, that music becomes manifest. Now, the music wasn't happening in the future or in the distance. It was happening right where you are. We know, we understand that from broadcasting. It's happening right here. It's happening right now. But you won't experience it until you are in tune with it. And the same thing
and
is true.
You know,
go ahead.
And you're so right, Derek. I am totally, totally with you on everything you're saying. This is actually a good place for me to just go ahead and throw in one of these email notes. Actually, this is not an email note. This is probably the most asked question I received from tons of people, not in the same way, of course. The question was asked in multiple different ways, but it was, you know, it basically boiled down to the same concept. So many people are asking the same question. They don't have money. And if they had money, they would be able to go to college. They would be able to realize their dreams, their vision. They would be able to do things on a higher level. So somehow, because they don't have money, they get stuck in that day-to-day trying to keep up with just the daily grind of paying their bills and getting by. And because they have that issue, they allow that to just keep them stuck in this place. And, I mean, I guess that has, you know, a little bit of logic to it, but you and I know that, you know, you can't stop there and allow that to be your reason or your excuse. So speak to that and talk about how people can move beyond that mindset of just your day-to-day routine, paying your bills, getting up, going to a job you hate, and doing it all over again day after day after day.
Yeah, I mean, it's so common. And the problem is that, and it's not easy always, but understand that what your experience and emergence is a very powerful process, particularly in the area of wealth. In fact, just this year alone, the students that have gone through the, you know, studying the emergence work have created over $3 million in new money, eliminated tens of thousands of dollars in debt, launched multiple new businesses, gotten out of bankruptcy, all kinds of things. It's because once you understand the principle that it's all within you, that there's no lack of resources, it's just about a lack of resourcefulness, that you are a divine power plant, and a power plant doesn't receive the energy, it generates it. And when you begin to understand that, you realize that whatever's missing is what you're not giving, that whatever you're waiting for, you're actually waiting it down. And you're waiting with it. It's already in you. So the first thing is you have to stop judging what's true about your life and what's possible by your bank balance or by what's going on in your experience. What's going on in your experience is just an expression of an old belief. It's not an expression of what's true, and it has no actual or ultimate power over you. And so the first step is, like I said, you have to begin to reclaim a vision for your life. You have to begin to tap into what is the life you truly desire to live. And not just, I want to have more money. that's certainly fine. But how, who do you really want to be? How do you want to show up? What do you want to create? What do you want to contribute? You know, what's the impact you want to make in your life and in the world? And beginning to define that so that it's something that's juicy and inspiring. And then you have to not wait for someone else to validate you or something else or your job or your boss or your partners or your family to change. You have to start being the change you want to see in the world. You have to start stepping and showing up in those relationships and those jobs, bringing that person that you would be if you were living the life of your dreams. So again, it's not always easy, but it's the only way you can ultimately change your life, because life's not holding anything back from you. You are holding yourself back from life. And I remember, you know, for myself, I was working as a waiter. I hated my job, but I understood these principles, and I began to have a vision for my life, and I began to bring the feeling and the qualities of being into that job as if I was living my dream. And I began to show up and give the greatest service and bring the greatest excellence and bring gratitude and bring, you know, all of me. And what happens is, as you start to do that, one of two, you're activating all of this potential in you, and one of two things will happen. That environment will change to match you, or you will be moved. And in my case, as I was doing this with this job, I got fired 3 times. And I kept getting hired back because they realized it was a mistake. But I kept bringing more of myself, more excellence, more creativity, more compassion, more love, more of all that I wanted to be in the world. I wasn't going to wait for some job or wait for some validation or wait for some approval. So when I finally got fired for the 3rd time, about a few weeks later, I got hired in a new job. And I went from making $50 a day as a waiter to about $1,000 a day. And I went from waiting on people in a 3-star restaurant to being wined and dined in 5-star restaurants around the country. And I went from hoping and dreaming of being a person who is teaching and sharing my gifts to being paid top dollar to do it. Now, and the important thing was that that didn't happen in my future. If I was going to that job and hating my job and judging myself and others and waiting for the life to change or trying to win the lottery or the economy to turn around or whatever so many of us do, or thinking I wasn't ready, I wasn't good enough, I would probably still be waiting at that, be a waiter at that restaurant. But because life,
and you know, I have to totally agree with everything you just said, because it's basically my story. I know it's a new year and I probably have tons of new listeners. So I have to just say, just quickly, for 20-plus years, I was in a job I did not like. The only thing I actually did have was money, because I was making a lot of money. I worked at IBM Corporation. But I was miserable in the job. I was miserable in an abusive marriage. And everything about my life, so I thought, was misery. However, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I had a vision. And I was doing it on the side every free moment I got as a hobby.
Yes.
And the more I focused on that, focused all of my thoughts, all of my energy on that, every person in my life, including family and close friends, kept telling me, don't you quit that job. Don't you dare quit that job. And the more I focused on that vision and doing what I loved and trying to move my energy toward that, one person came into my life, and that person was so significant that he convinced me, you've got to let it go. You've got to quit this job. I don't care how much money you're making. It's not doing any good, because you don't have fulfillment, enrichment, the real things that life is about. You don't have that. And I ended up marrying that person. That ended up being my second husband. And the rest is history. I quit that job, let it go, and I started throwing all of my full-time, not just part-time side on the side, but I started pouring all my full-time energy, efforts, time, everything into this. And, Derek, I tell you, it started expanding and expanding and expanding, and I think you heard me say in the opening that I had taken a break from the radio show, because now Living by Design has grown into a TV show, and and it's just amazing. So I'm just, I have to give you a testimonial and say you are right on.
Beautiful. Absolutely. And what you began to do inadvertently and naturally, you know, is what the process of emergence teaches us how to do consciously. And that is understanding that no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you're currently planted in the world, no matter what the conditions in your life currently are, when you start to get back in touch with who you really are and what you really want to create in the world, and you start to become aligned with that in the way that you show up and what you begin to bring
right.
forth, then nothing can stop you from fulfilling that destiny, because you are the only power that determines what's going to show up in your life. And there is a powerful vision that is seeking to emerge in you. And so that's, you know, and I don't know if maybe we could give out the link right now just so people know. I don't want people
to forget.
Yeah, let's
go ahead and do that. Yeah,
go ahead. Do you want to give that link out?
Or
you want me to? Sure. So if
you can
want
go
to
ahead
and
give out the link, because we're going to post it on Facebook, but yeah, go ahead and
get
it out.
Got it. So just go to www.emergencetraining.com. That's emergence, E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C-E, training.com. And I've created an in-depth video training with worksheets so you can apply these principles of emergence to start to activate your potential for this year. And you can, again, apply this in any area of your life. And then if you decide to go grab the book, the new book, Emergence, you can get that on Amazon, and you can go to getemergencebook.com. That's get, G-E-T, emergence, book, G-E-T-E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C-E, book.com. And you'll see there that I'm giving you almost $1,800 in bonuses, additional programs, private group coaching, et cetera, when you buy the book for like $10 or $12, so that I can really support you in applying this and getting real results this year. I don't want this to become just more shelf help, you know, where it makes your shelf look
right.
pretty. I want this to become true transformational material for you. And so, yeah. And
what's your website out there? If people want to sign
website.
Up for like your newsletter, what...
Sure, that's just that Derek Rydell, DerekRydall.com, so the key is that, and this is, it's the ultimate liberating knowledge to know that nothing and nobody outside of you can prevent you from fulfilling your destiny when you are willing to connect with that within you, begin to define what that vision is or that deep desire is, and then begin to create the congruence, like that radio tuning in, and I teach you how to create that congruence step by step. And part of it then begins to be how you show up. And because ultimately, when you walk into a room or walk into a job or walk into a relationship, the only thing you can meet is what you brought. And when you start to get that, you realize that it doesn't matter what anybody else is bringing or not bringing. It only matters what you're bringing or not bringing. Life's never holding anything back from you. You know, we are holding ourselves back from life. So it's, you know, for me, like I said, it helped me to go from being broke, from being living on 19 cents boxes of macaroni and cheese in a one-room apartment to million-dollar homes and traveling the world and really creating all these things I wanted, when I began to make that shift and I stopped waiting for the world to change and I became the change that I wanted to see in the world.
And you know, that is so key, because we hear that from so many of our world leaders, and it's true. I have experienced it. You have. Everyone who is living a life of abundance is experiencing it. So you've got to change that mindset. That's where it begins. Just like you said, you cannot shift anything around with the same level of thinking that created the problem. Derek, I cannot believe we're coming up with 30 seconds left in the show. But
it's crazy.
This has been it has been amazing. And we're going to have to bring you back for part two, because this is some good, good information, and so many people need it, because our level of thinking is just so toxic in the world today. But this is going to get us on the right track. And we thank you so much for taking your time to come here and speak to the listeners and share your knowledge.
Oh, it's been my true honor and pleasure, and this has helped people to transform their lives, you know, in so many ways, and I really hope you'll give it a chance to help it transform yours. Just go to emergencetraining.com and get your free training to actually begin to put this into practice today. And if you grab the book, you can just go to getemergencebook.com and get almost $1,800 in bonuses to really support you in making this truly the best year of your life.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it. You can't beat that even if you wanted to. So for every person who wrote in and asked the questions about what can you do, there is your answer. Mr. Derek Rydell just gave you the answer. Derek, thank you so much. You have been outstanding. And we're going to have to bring you back again because there's still a lot that has to be discussed in this area. But thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. And thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Living by Design. And we will see you the same time next week. Good night, everyone.